This is CardCast, a segment of the Mac and Cobb Show. I'm Jeremy Shermack.
And I'm Ricky Cobb.
And today's card is a 2007 Fleer Todd Jones card, number 217. Don't be fooled. It says 59. That's his jersey number, I believe.
That's his number. His email address at one time was ToddJones59.
Funny you know that. We'll get to that in a moment. It's card 217, and you, of course, can view this on our website, macandcobbshow.com/cardcast. And, you know, Todd Jones is one of these fatties in baseball that I tend to appreciate.
Todd Jones listed generously at 6'3", 200 pounds.
200 pounds.
200 pounds. Did he? And then he put his other foot on the scale.
I was going to say, yeah, on Venus. You can't go to Venus, though. I learned that in science class.
I learned that in Rocket Man. No, I take that back. It was Levon.
Yeah. Rocket Man talked about Mars, though.
Rocket Man talked about Mars, and then Levon talked about Venus.
Yeah.
Jesus, he wants to go to Venus.
Right. Yeah.
At least I think that line's Venus. It could be anything. I don't want to
look. There's a lot of things that rhyme with Venus.
Yes.
Such as Enos Cabell.
Enos Cabell, former Houston Astros infielder.
Excellent. So, Todd Jones, I do like on the back of this card how it says, relying upon smarts and control, Jones has assembled 263 career saves to rank 8th among active hurlers. That's a pretty impressive number.
Pretty good. Finished his career with 319.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, 42 saves in 2000 for the Tigers. Decent. I'd take him.
Finished 5th in the Cy Young Award voting that year, made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Pretty good career. I mean, you look at his numbers, finished with an ERA under 4, which is not bad considering that he pitched right through the steroid era. His career was 1993 to 2008.
You couldn't pinpoint it any better.
I mean, pretty much. So, I mean, a good career for Todd Jones. Todd was drafted in the first round of the 1989 draft by the Houston Astros out of Jacksonville State University and made his way to the Astros in 1993. Spent 4 years in Houston doing pretty good work for them, and then went to Detroit and had really the best years of his career as a member of the Tigers. He had a couple of stints with the Tigers. He was in Detroit from 97 through about halfway through the 2001 season, rejoined Detroit in 2006. He was on the team that lost in the World Series to the Cardinals that year, and then retired as a member of the Tigers in 2008.
Is he the greatest player named Todd in baseball history?
And on the spot I go.
Todd Helton.
Todd Helton is probably the best player named Todd.
But there's not a lot of old players named Todd.
There's not a lot of Todds in the dead ball era.
No. Just a thought.
I can't think of many players named Todd. Todd Zeal.
Or Zilke.
Todd.
I meant Zeal. Hi, everybody. It's Todd Zilke. Jeez.
Todd Cruz was a mediocre player for the Orioles at one time.
I thought you meant Tom Cruise.
So I had Todd Cruz was also a Scientologist.
Well.
Or not. Todd, can you think of a pitcher named Todd other than Todd Jones?
Todd Stottlemyre.
There you are.
What do I win?
We should quit while we're ahead.
Yeah, we should stop.
You win, like this podcast, not grounding to a halt.
Well, I think it's up to you to keep it alive.
Well, I want to tell my Todd Jones story.
Okay.
This Todd Jones.
Gee, that's a coincidence considering we picked this card at random.
It's interesting that I picked this card specifically for this reason.
Right.
Because, oddly enough, I have a story to tell about Todd Jones.
But it's a good one.
2000, you noted that in 2000 he had 42 saves for the Detroit Tigers. It was statistically, that was his best year. Not his best – well, actually, his best year probably was 2005 with the Marlins when he had 40 saves, but he had a 2.10 ERA.
Yeah.
But in 2000, he had a really big year for the Tigers. That was the only year he made the All-Star team. And a buddy of mine, Pete – hi, Pete, if you're listening – who I played in fantasy baseball leagues with off and on for the better part of 20 years. My buddy Pete had Todd Jones on his fantasy team that year. And Todd Jones was racking up some saves. He was scoring some big points, and my buddy was pretty fired up about it. He was pretty pleased with himself. I think he'd signed Todd Jones as a free agent in
right.
our league.
Like
so
a pickup, one of those.
A pickup, and yeah. you always take a little – if you've ever played in a fantasy league, you take a little extra pride in the guy that you feel like you have unearthed.
Right.
You find the diamond in the rough, and it's kind of like, hey, look what I've done, and it's like points for nothing, and
yeah.
your chicks for free.
Yeah.
Checks for free. I always
Something.
Wondered in that song, Money
know,
for Nothing by
Darcy.
I think it's both.
Maybe he got free checks from his banks.
Maybe.
You know?
That's why he went with them.
Yeah, with like Precious Moments figures on him.
So my buddy is living large on Todd Jones' save totals about halfway through the 2000 season. And so I was in college at that time and using my time even less wisely back then than I use it now,
sure?
which is saying
yeah, that's
something.
That's a statement.
I can waste time now with the best of them.
Wow.
But at that time, I was staying up one night. I came across the fact that he had a teammate named CJ Netkowski who had his own website. And this is, you know, in 2000, we weren't Twitterized and Facebooked
right.
just yet. So
that's pretty amazing.
It was kind of cool. He had his own website. He interacted with the fans some. And I noticed one night I was at his website, which I think was called CJ Baseball or
mm-hmm.
something lame
Creative.
Like that. And he had listed, you know, my buddy Todd Jones, my teammate, you know, likes to hear from fans or whatever. Here's his email address. And I just got this thought, I don't know where it came from, that I was going to email Todd Jones and I was going to ask Todd Jones to request a trade to my fantasy team. So I email Todd Jones out of the blue and I say, hey, I know you don't know me, fan of yours, yada, yada, whatever. I'm in a fantasy league with this guy that has you on his team and all he can talk about is your save totals. And I'm tired of hearing about it. And if you would be willing, I'd like to play a little practical joke on my friend. Would you send him an email and ask him to be traded to my team? And I basically said, I know that's weird. If you understand where I'm coming from, then it would be cool if you could do that. If you don't, then hey, I understand that too.
Right,
thanks
right,
for your
right.
time. And I just remember I sent and not surprisingly, that email was fired off about 3 a.m.
Well, yeah, that's when we do those. That's when we do those.
That
sort
was
of things.
It. Seemed like a good idea at 3
sure.
in the morning. I woke
a lot
up.
Of things do trust me.
I woke up the next day and I distinctly remember thinking that was stupid.
Yeah,
I should not have done that. What was I thinking? That's just an idiotic thing to do.
Right.
I emailed a major league player and asked him to demand a trade to my fantasy team.
Yeah,
that's really dumb. Why did I do that? So I get up. I go and I check my email the following morning, and I see in my inbox I have an email from Todd Jones. And I see, yo, reply, Todd Jones 59, and whatever it was. And I click on it, and I'm thinking, this could be anything. What's he going to say? What are you, an idiot?
Right.
I open it up. It's a 2-word email from Todd Jones. It says, game on.
Love it.
And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's going on
right.
here with this? I get an email later that day from my buddy Pete, and he says, ha ha, very funny. You know, I'll give you a call later tonight when I get off work. And he has forwarded the email that he thought was from me.
Right,
he thought that I had just faked the email address and sent him this thing. And I look, and the subject line of the email from Todd Jones to my buddy is, I want to be traded to Rick Cobb's team.
That's so
and the
great.
Body of the email is explaining why he wants to go to my team. He writes like this entire paragraph.
That's fantastic.
Basically saying, he says, you don't want me. You just got stuck with me. I want to go play for Rick's team. He loves me. He knows the game. Literally, that was a line in
That's
there. He
great.
Knows the game.
He knows the game.
He says, and I want to go. He said, do the right thing.
Oh, man.
Trade me to Rick's team.
That's fantastic.
And my buddy thinks that I'm just like kidding him. And so I contacted him back and I said, I didn't send you an email. I hope you know that. That email that you got was from Todd Jones. And he's like, huh, yeah, you know, whatever. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. That's Todd Jones requesting that you trade him to my team. He just demanded a trade to my team. That just happened. And it literally took about 20 minutes of talking to my friend to explain to him
to believe it.
that this was real.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And so ever since then, I have always had a special place in my heart for Todd Jones, because how cool is it?
That's great.
That he would do that.
I mean, that's a great story.
That's the only time that I'm aware of in the history of fantasy baseball that a player has demanded a trade to someone's fantasy team. But I'm here to tell you, in 2000, I saw it happen when Todd Jones said, yeah, I want to be on Cobb's team.
So maybe you should frame this 2007 Fleer Todd Jones card.
Maybe I should.
Number 217.
I've actually got an autographed San Francisco Giants program at my house. The guy that ran, that was the commissioner of the Fantasy League, was at a Giants game in 07 when it wasn't 07. It was like sometime in the mid-2000s, because Todd was in the National League at that time. I don't know who he was. I don't know who he was with. He may have been with the Rockies. It was at some point in the past decade. And he actually went up to Todd Jones and like told him. He said, "Hey," he's like, Ricky Cobb. He was the guy that whatever. And Todd Jones remembered who I was, and so I've got a personalized autograph in the scorebook.
That's fantastic.
Where Todd Jones is saying, "Hey, Ricky, what's up?" You know, Todd Jones.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
maybe throw that up on the site. They'll scan.
Maybe I can do that.
Possibly.
Why not?
We'll see. Yeah. So
that's what the scanner's for, right?
Nostalgia, my friends. Baseball cards and nostalgia go hand in hand.
It's the fabric of American society.
You're not kidding. This is the 2007 Fleer number 217, Todd Jones, lovely picture of him.
I'm a little concerned about that vein in his forearm.
I am too. I'm worried. I just saw that. I'm a little worried about that, but the mustache makes me feel better.
That thing's bulging.
It's bulging.
And it's just
bulging.
What's going on there with that?
Yeah, it's kicking pretty hardcore.
That's the kind of vein that you have popping out after you've been lifting weights your entire life. But Todd's not lifting anything heavier than 12 ounces.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's his 12-ounce curls weight, or vein. That's his 12-ounce curl vein. So this has been another Cardcast. I'm Jeremy Shermack.
I'm Ricky Cobb.
So long, everybody.